Hello, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to the St. John's County Show that's on in the morning. We have got a show for you today. Can't say it's the most encouraging show in the world, but we've got a show for you today. There's some local news going on that you absolutely need to know about. None of it really good, unfortunately. And we've got a recall that's going to affect a lot of our listeners. An automotive recall that's going to affect a ton of our listeners. There's a car company that's recalling pretty much every vehicle it's ever put out since 2005.
No way.
Ever.
Oh my God.
Legitimately.
Yeah. That's scary.
We will definitely talk about that. Plus, trust the science. And the scientists. They know what they're doing. And they're not here to play tricks on you.
No, they're not.
Oh. They're not going to lie to you about what they're doing. They're
Never.
Nope. And they're not going to admit it either. So we'll talk to you about that. What is this crazy guy Pete talking about? We'll get there. Before we do, I will remind you that our banner sponsor is our friends at Old City Homes. When it comes to brand new houses built on concrete slabs, our friends at Old City Homes are the building company that you can count on. Two bedroom, three bedroom, four bedroom, they build them all throughout the entire county. Just give Jerry a call, see where his next new houses are located. 904-466-9505. Also, big shout out to Bozard Ford Lincoln, proud to have served the St. Augustine community for three generations. Out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln and I-95 and State Road 16, you're of course going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. By the way, Ford, not the company that recalled every single vehicle.
Oh,
just making sure everybody knows that. They have the state-of-the-art service department, the quick lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership, complete without a stop at Ford's Garage for one of those signature burgers. Is Letty coming in?
Yes.
Next week?
Yes, next week, next Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yep, very excited. We're going to have to give her the report on the burgers.
That's right. Yes. From delivery of your new car and your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln, ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. Bozard Ford Lincoln, they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Sub, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn, who we will talk about very, very soon. But first, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hey, happy hump day.
It is that.
It is Wednesday.
Yes, it is. Davey, how's your Wednesday going so far?
It is humping.
Okay.
I mean, what am I supposed to say? It's hump day. I mean, I got to color the picture here.
There you go. Okay. Amanda, we've got Amanda back in the booth today.
Amanda!
Wow. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
It is great to have you here.
Such a smooth operator.
Yeah. You know, she's got a great voice for this.
Yeah.
I will tell you that right now.
But she's no nonsense. She will definitely step into the fire if needed. I watch her, yeah.
I know it. All right. We've got a little bit of a quick show today. One reason that Amanda's here. Yeah. Is Clay's on vacation.
Yeah.
And Blake's getting surgery.
He had a little oral surgery the day this morning. So
yeah.
He should be back tomorrow. So
cool.
Maybe not talking a whole lot tomorrow.
Maybe not.
Okay. Is he getting the nodules off his lymph nodes removed so he can sing better?
Yeah, that's what it's happening.
That awesome. One. Sure.
Yeah, that's whatever. I know exactly.
Yeah. Yep. And I think Amanda's muted.
Oh, they can't hear her. Oh, okay.
Hello, everybody.
That was definitely a boy prank.
Hey, that's Clay. That's Clay actually watching in.
Oh, yeah, is that Clay really? Go on vacation, Clay.
We miss you, buddy.
Relax.
Yeah,
relax.
You work too much, buddy.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. We appreciate it. Clay producing from afar. Yeah. All right,
man. Do we have a question? Need help.
Do we have a question of the day, Troy?
All right, question of the day is, like, a lot of people have sports teams that they really, really love. And, you know, I'm a Cincinnati Reds guy, and I've always been a Cincinnati Reds guy. But is there a sports team that you once liked, but now you don't really like them at all?
Okay. I will have to go with the Chicago Cubs. Mm-hmm. Watched a lot of Chicago Cubs growing up because, obviously, there was that WGN network. Mm-hmm. My dad was a fan of the Cubs, Harry Carey. Mm-hmm. All that stuff. Used to love to listen to Harry Carey announcing the games. But I don't know. They're all the way in Chicago. It's the Cubs. They're not even good. It's just it's not worth paying any attention to them. Plus, I don't care about baseball anymore either.
Yeah. Was there someone that influenced you to like them at first, or like how did that go?
Probably my dad. Yeah,
they were on TV a lot.
Yeah,
early on. I mean, before cable really got, but they were one of the few teams that was really on TV a lot.
Oh yeah, they had their own national channel.
And I'll tell you this: they probably finished second in teams I used to like and don't like now.
Because they
moved into the Reds division.
Okay,
so they switched divisions. So Chicago Cubs, I can go with that. But for me, it's the Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics, Larry Bird.
I was a Celtics fan, like. Early on with when they were playing against L.A., because I hated everything L.A.
Okay.
I didn't like the Dodgers, and I didn't. So I
still hate everything L.A.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, didn't some famous guy, the announcer, just died, right? Like, super famous for the Dodgers.
The Dodgers just died. Yeah.
Good. I'm getting there. I'm trying. Hold it.
Your sports ball call.
Yeah, my answer's about to just blow it all away.
But I really didn't like Paul Pierce and that whole crew and Garnett.
And
now I don't like Boston anymore.
Okay.
And they're pretty good, but I just don't like the Celtics anymore.
Okay. Fair. So. Fair.
And the Magic came in too. You know, the Magic came into the mix.
Yeah.
I became an Orlando Magic fan.
Yeah,
didn't Blake like have a special like jersey or something?
Oh yeah, no. We had season tickets to Orlando Magic for over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so rooted for her for a long time. I'm talking RuPaul Drag Race season 4, Fifi O'Hara. She was an absolute monster, though, by the end of the season. So therefore, my vote changed, and thank God we went with Sharon Needles as the winner and the queen. Yes.
Sharon Needles?
Sharon Needles won. Yeah, she's the goth. Like, and it was a total, like...
Not really.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race. This is where, like, drag queens will, like, compete to be, like, the best in the country. And, like, they go on... Oh, it's a major sport. Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh, it's huge.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
So season 4, Sharon Needles represented the goth, like, camp. And that is, like, a really interesting one because it's very dark. I know, you guys. It's so awesome.
I'm just stuck on... I assume she picked the name Sharon Needles.
Yeah, for a reason. Yeah, they all have names. Like Fifi O'Hara is not her real name, but
Are you sure?
Oh yeah, I'm positive. Yeah.
Sharon Needles just sounds very unhealthy.
Yeah, she was awesome. Yeah, it's badass. Sharon. Yeah.
That sounds like actually a trivia team name.
Sharon Needles?
Yeah.
Right. It sounds like a trivia team name.
Sharon Needles.
Can't wait to interview her on the afternoon show. It's going to be awesome. Putting it out there.
That's coming.
Amanda, what you got? Save us from this.
So I was in college in New York. My boyfriend's dad lived in Boston. So he was a big Boston Red Sox fan. And my relationship with him was the only time I was a Boston Red Sox fan.
So it was a temporary team-like.
There you go.
I am super loyal until I'm not.
There you go.
Just as long as you're not Sharon Needles.
Right. Sharon Needles. That is a whole different kind of sports ball.
Completely different.
All right. All right, man. I'll be anxious to see what our listeners and watchers have to say there in the comments. Troy, do we have a quick check of the weather?
Oh, that's going to be nice.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by our great friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out at geauction.com. All right, man. I'm going to go with our easiest story to talk about here first this morning. And that is going to be St. Johns County Sheriff's Office looking for two missing men. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Office currently seeking the whereabouts of two missing men here in St. Johns County. Deputies say one of the individuals is Orgeous Tyrone Harris, who is 40 years old. He was last seen on West King Street in front of Car Doctor on July 31st. He was last seen wearing khaki shorts, no shirt, no shoes, say deputies. And by the way, we did post the pictures of these two men on our Facebook page. So if you want to find those, you can go to the Facebook page, see the descriptions. If you've seen them, make sure you call police. St. Johns County Sheriff's Office said the second individual, Carlos Edward Tavares, who is 34 years old. He was last seen on Faith Street in Hastings, on or around July 31st as well. Deputies say he has a C tattoo on his right arm. His last known location, again, was Faith Street in Hastings. And at this time, it is not clear what led to the disappearances of the men. The news has reached out to law enforcement for more information. If anyone has any contact with these two men, they are asked to call the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office at 904-824-8304. And I know this has been obviously a huge concern for the families. I know they have been looking for their family members for a little while now, July 31st.
Jeez.
Yeah, a couple of weeks almost. So we hope for their safe return, obviously.
Yeah.
Did the sheriff department release if the two are attached in any way? Or?
It doesn't say that. I haven't seen if they are attached. Okay. It's definitely, I mean, they went missing on the same day, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But not sure if officially
a possibility it is, that they're associated. Yeah, I just didn't know.
And I guess I'm reading family and friends have put out a reward for Carlos out there for any factual info on his whereabouts.
Like, okay. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Wow. Scary stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep your eyes out. Definitely go check out those pictures and keep your eyes out, man. Boy, I don't want to talk about this story. I really don't. But as an organization that serves St. Johns County, man, we got to let you know about everything that happens around here. And this Chappelle school situation just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And new lawsuit now out of the Chappelle school from 9 more parents who say that not one child was assaulted, but 9 at the hands of this Guadalupe scumbag. Between Friday, between February 1st and July 1st this year at the Chappelle's School's Longleaf campus. A deputy said Guadalupe was arrested after one I'm not even going to read this part. I really can't even read this whole thing. I'm going to post this on the 904 Now app for people to read this in full, but a parent noticed there was something wrong with their child, and checked the video, and obviously they saw that this Guadalupe character was acting very, very inappropriately. The 10-count complaint alleges negligence and negligent infliction of emotional distress by the school and its leaders, saying that the school kind of knew about some of what was going on and tried to cover some of it up.
Really?
Yeah, if that's the truth, shut them down right now.
Right, yeah.
If that's the truth, shut them down.
Come on. Right now.
Whatever charter they have.
And you can't mess around with that. Yeah.
Gone. Gone. The family for the attorneys for the family says, we represent several St. Johns County's families who have been impacted by the actions taken by an employee at the Chappelle School. 9 of those families are currently named anonymously in a civil lawsuit against Chappelle Schools. The remaining families may be joined in the near future. They say we have faith that the civil and criminal process will bring justice for the families. The allegations of the complaint speak for themselves as to the liability and conduct of the Chappelle schools. They go on to say, we ask the public to appreciate the sensitive nature of this matter and to respect families' wishes to remain anonymous. If there are any additional victims, they should contact the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office. And they said they won't comment on that further. The Chappelle School put out a statement as well. They said yesterday, we received a complaint with horrible allegations that go far beyond what we know to be factual. They say there are multiple stories circulating that highlight grossly exaggerated and false accusations. The Chappelle School goes on to say, to be clear, we have been as transparent as possible, assisting the St. Johns County Sheriff's Office as well as the Department of Children and Families since the Anthony Guadalupe incident on 7/18 of 2022. They say they have been sending regular updates to parents and maintaining the open door policy to meet with parents in person. They go on to say the gross allegation that the Chappelle School covered up anything or attempted to cover up anything is false and offensive. We will continue to communicate with families and fully assist SJSO in the investigation.
How are they staying? I mean, if I have a child,
and oh my gosh,
even a question about this, my child's out of that school.
Out of that school immediately.
I don't understand how there's still parents that are like, oh, I'm still sending them there.
Right.
I just don't get that. I don't get that at all.
I'm totally with you, man.
It's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk. I mean, I'm so against this scenario. I know somebody who got arrested in that sting that we reported on. Working at a restaurant. I stopped going to that restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. It's just kind of.
And because he still works there.
Yeah.
Kind of puts an imbrue on the. So,
I can't imagine sending my kid.
Right. Right.
At this point.
You have to imagine if there's still children going to that school that their parents just don't even know about this situation. How do they not? How could they possibly not know?
How do they? Yeah. They'd have to know that. I mean, they have to be reporting this to the
parents. I think they have a responsibility of that, right? Yeah. You're paying tuition. I wouldn't want to know damn right where my money's going.
Yeah. I don't get it.
We paid a salary for that guy.
I don't get how the school's open right now.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And if this allegation, if any part of these allegations are true and the school helped cover anything up in any sort of way, shut them down now.
Yeah.
Shut them down now.
If they didn't know, I still feel bad for them.
Yeah.
But as a parent, I'm not sending my child there.
Nope.
Well, think of yourself as an administrator right now, Troy. Like, how would you handle this then? Like, let the parents know and have, like, a community, like, talk about it?
I mean,
like,
you can do all you want to do. You can do all the right things as an administrator.
This is one teacher.
Confidence in your school.
But yeah. It's a small private school. And I mean, I don't see how it survives. I mean,
as
a business, I don't see how it survives.
It's one teacher who was live streamed the entire time. Administration should have been watching
the day one.
There should have been other eyes. There should have been a lot more going on here.
Right.
To protect very young, innocent children.
And pardon me, Pete, I think you said this was going on February through July.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big window.
Yeah.
What the heck was going on in that window?
Yeah, man. No, I'm right there with you. It's if the school did anything to protect this individual, it is disgusting. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely disgusting. I did post a story about this, so you can look for more details. If you go to the 904 Now app, you go to our website, you can read a little bit more. I honestly can't even bring myself to read the bulk of this story to you guys on this show. It's just it's just so disturbing, and it really pisses me off. With that said, we are going to move on now. Let's see. We've got the gas report here for you this afternoon.
Okay.
This afternoon. What am I doing? Where am I this morning?
This morning.
You have to get gas this afternoon, probably.
I do have to get gas this afternoon. I'll be going to the North Ponce Sunoco, that's for sure. 2199 North Ponce Leon Boulevard. That's Sunoco. 362 this morning. We got the Mobil and Circle K at 800 South Ponce at 367. You got the Sunoco at 450 South Ponce, 367 as well. The Owens at 780 South Ponce, 367 there, too. We got the Shell at 216 Ponce de Leon Boulevard, 367 also. The Shell at 2350 North Ponce, 372. The Shell at 146 King Street, 372 as well. Ashwin down there at A1A Discount Beverage, 373. The Gate at Mizell Road, 374. And the Circle K at 715 State Road 207 at 377 today.
I just got it at Wawa. It was 367.
What's that?
At Wawa.
Oh, okay.
It was 367.
How is the Wawa?
There you go.
I've never been inside.
Me neither.
I have. It's a nice, it's a nice little establishment out there.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was like all about the campaign, like bring Wawa to St. Augustine. I still haven't set foot in it. I've
been inside. I've been in other Wawas and they're nice, but I have not been inside this Wawa yet.
Yeah. This one's nice.
Yeah.
This one's nice.
Got to get a sub.
Yes, there a couple times.
But you got to get a shorty. Get a sub. It's called the shorty. It's so good. It's a perfect. Perfect lunch, yeah.
Anyway, I haven't eaten anything in there, but I've been in there a couple times. Okay, that Gas Buddy Gas Report brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn. Mm. You can relax, indulge, and explore your perfect St. Augustine staycation. They're located in the heart of historic downtown. 44 Spanish Street Inn is the perfect place to put visiting guests, family, or just to get away for yourself for the day. Do something good for you.
Yeah.
Go to 44spanishstreetinn.com and book your next visit.
God, Eggs Benedict every time. Every single time. Yeah.
I actually look away because it makes me hungry.
You're not the only one. I don't look at the screen while that runs.
It makes me hungry. I'm not going
to. I think Brian did that on purpose when he sent that photo over there. Yeah.
Right? Hey, man, that's always a good way to entice people to come to your place. It's food porn.
You absolutely. Know yeah. Absolutely.
It's one of the best ways to do it. All right, man. We got some live music coming to St. Augustine today and tonight. Jim Lamb's going to be at the Milltop Tavern at noon. We got Smokin' Joe Shower at the Tradewinds Lounge at 1 o'clock. Jonathan Lee Dotson at Pierre's Pub at 1 o'clock. Scott Sweet. That's a new one.
Mm.
Pizzali's Chianti Room
at
4 o'clock. Damon Slaughter at the Milltop Tavern at 4:30. David Watt-Besley, and I assume the Carpetbaggers, at Hurricane Grill and Wings at 5. We got Denny Blue at A1A Aleworks, 5 o'clock. Heather Craig, Old Coast Ales, 6 o'clock. Corey on Sack's going to be at Prohibition Kitchen tonight at 6 as well. A Jonathan Lee Dotson at Pierre's Pub. Again, 6 o'clock.
Mm.
And then we got Vinny Jacobs, Santiago's Florida Kitchen and Craft Bar.
Ooh, nice flair there.
Mm. Well, I can't actually speak Spanish. I can speak it. I can speak in a Spanish accent.
That's perfect.
It's in the Guy Harvey.
Is that where that is?
Yeah, it's in the
Guy Harvey. Oh, they're trying to make it sound fancy.
In the Guy Harvey.
It's basically in the old Holiday Inn.
That's how we know it.
Scores. Isn't that what that was called? Yeah.
Sister Sally's going way back.
Oh, wow. That is way back.
Way back.
Yeah. Cool.
Way back, man. Yeah. All right. Of course, that live music mic check brought to you by our friends at Chris Stevens Auto, my mechanic, my mother's mechanic, the mechanic you can trust, 904-451-5144. Also got to give a big shout out at this point to our friends at Fidus Roofing. You guys know I love a good discount, but what I like even more is finding great value, stretching my money as far as it can possibly go, and that's important to all of us right now, not just me. The team at Fidus Roofing will get you the best value roof, stretch your money as far as it can go for your home or your business, so you won't have to worry about any of the storms or anything getting in through your roof. Remember, for a great roof, trust Fidus, 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. It is a weird Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
It is a weird Wednesday. It is a very weird
Wednesday. I already
Wednesday.
Took you there with the question of the day.
Yes, you did.
For Northeast Florida, that's a weird topic. Yes, I get it.
Sharon.
I'm here to color it up a little bit.
This is Needles.
Yes. I've never heard RuPaul's Drag Race considered a sport, but hey, man, we're going with
so it. Good. They were here in Jacksonville just a couple months ago.
Were they wrong?
Yeah, they went to, I think it was the Florida Theater. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The Florida Theater, I like the Florida Theater.
No, I wish I did, though. Now I do wish I did, yeah. Because now I'm sort of behind the times. I should be watching it more.
You could have used a great report from there, Davey.
Could have been great, yeah.
Whatever. It would have been entertaining, man.
No, go to Atlanta.
This is 904. All right, weird Wednesday.
All right, let's see. We've got a vehicle here that, a vehicle company that is recalling almost every single car they've put out since 2005. This is going to affect a lot of people in our audience because I know a lot of people in our audience drive Ferraris.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Does it affect all three of mine?
It does, Troy. Okay, if they were after 2005.
Oh, no, mine are older.
Oh,
mine
okay.
Are classics.
All right. There you go.
What? What's
Troy
being?
Has zero Ferraris, by the way.
Oh, really?
Troy has zero Ferraris.
No, I'm more of a McLaren guy.
Oh, I love that team. They're amazing. The McLarens. No, they're really good racers.
Yeah.
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 Sports ball.
Bad news. It's not even involved balls.
Where is what's Skiders. Going on? The catalytic converter is not good, or
bad
what's happening?
News for nearly 24,000 Ferrari owners. The company is recalling almost every car it sold since 2005.
Oh.
Over a brake failure. That's kind of important with a fast car. You need to be able to stop it.
It's kind of an important thing.
Kind of. According to a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recall filing, a total of 23,555 Ferrari models sold in the U.S. are fit with a potentially faulty brake fluid reservoir cap that may not vent pressure adequately. So that could cause the lines to blow out. Can lead to a vacuum in the reservoir.
Mm.
If the brake fluid reservoir runs dry, they say this can lead to total brake failure.
Is this what RuPaul drives in her drag race?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Ferrari.
Yeah. Right. Fast. No brakes.
I'm sure RuPaul can afford multiple Ferraris.
Oh, yes.
Been around a while.
But she's so tall.
Very. Six.
Got to have a convertible Ferrari.
Yeah. Yeah. Big hair.
Convertible Ferrari.
Yeah, she does.
That's what Shaq does.
Have you ever ridden in a Ferrari?
Not a Ferrari.
Yeah, I mean,
I've ridden in a kit Lamborghini.
Oh.
A kit Lamborghini.
Not what does that mean? What's a kit mean?
Lamborghini.
They kind of like put it together. It's like a cheaper version of it. It looks like a Lamborghini.
It looks just like a Lamborghini.
You're kidding me. You can put it together.
Drive like one.
Oh.
Yeah.
A Bolex.
It's basically a Pontiac Fiero stretched out with a body kit on it. Legitimately is.
Hey, that's cool. I like it.
It's something. It lets you get the feel of getting into a Ferrari.
That's all you need.
Or a Lamborghini. Not actually driving one, but how it sucks to get into one.
I've never driven a Ferrari, but I have been in a Ferrari.
You have?
Okay.
In the back seat, or they don't have one?
I don't know.
They don't really have back
seats.
Nope. Chica-chica. So there you go. If you are a Ferrari owner, get into the Ferrari dealership today. Well, we should get a Ferrari dealership sponsorship.
Yeah.
I bet they pay good money.
Where are they?
Just give us, that's a good question.
Give us Orlando, a 1-year lease on it?
Yeah. Maybe we can just do a trade.
We could, yeah. We could shake it up a little bit.
Okay, then people will stop sponsoring the show altogether.
Yeah.
No, these guys don't need sponsorships. They all drive Ferraris. We're not giving them any more money.
It was a loaner.
Nobody's going to believe that.
It's the Ferrari network.
We have to get around doing good deeds around St. John's County.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Quickly.
Jerry did give us stars, so we can put that as a down payment.
Okay. So a down payment on a pressure valve cap.
Wait a minute. We are on a stars campaign. 2 million stars for something. I forget what it was yesterday. Let me check.
What was it?
The billboard.
That's right.
I think that's more powerful than a Ferrari.
Yeah.
I'm going billboard.
Yeah. I'll take the Ferrari if you guys don't mind.
Okay. All right.
The riding lawnmower.
Yeah, choice.
Oh, boy. All right, Troy. Over the last couple of years, we've heard a lot. Troy, Davey, Amanda, everybody. We've heard a lot about trust the science.
Mm.
Boy, I would love to. But then things like this come out. A red ball of spicy fire with luminous patches of glowing men. What are they doing to me here in this beginning of this? Just tell me that it's a... Okay. There was a prominent French scientist.
Trust the science!
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. That was a bad start, yeah. A prominent French scientist, Etienne Klein, declared that a picture that he was circulating on social media was the latest astonishing picture taken by the James Webb Telescope.
Really?
The James Webb Telescope put out a bunch of pictures of these beautiful galaxies, solar systems, all this stuff. And the best detail we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So this French scientist, very prominent French scientist.
Oh, so he has certifications. He has all of the, okay.
Oh, yeah. Put out a picture of what looked to be a glowing planet with balls of fire in there erupting from it. Looked like a sun, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little scared here. Okay.
Saying that this was the Proxima Centauri.
Okay.
The closest star to our sun. There we go. Fellow Twitter users marveled at the details of the pictures purportedly taken by the telescope, which has thrilled the world with images of distant galaxies. I already said that part.
I know, but Blake and I are geeking out about this telescope. Like, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I hope it's all real now, but now I'm skeptical. In fact, Klein later revealed the picture was not of the intriguing star just over 4 light years from the sun, but a far more modest slice of Spanish sausage chorizo.
What?
Yep. Took a picture of a sliced piece of chorizo on a black background, put it out and told everybody it was a star.
Why did we think that's
Trust funny? The science.
Trust the science! They would never lie to you!
Well, you can't really trust statistics either.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I could twist statistics into any way I wanted to twist them into.
Like, there's what? 2 billion Chinese people. There's only 8 billion people in the entire world. So one of the four of us is Chinese.
Oh, okay.
If you do the
one out of four.
Right? Yeah, 1 out of 4. That means 1 out of 4 of us is Chinese now.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're all getting 21andMe tests. So what are those?
Yeah.
23andMe.
I know I'm good. I'm like pasty white.
Yeah.
You're like Welsh or something.
Yeah.
I had the most boring 23andMe ever.
Yeah.
Mike Davis was more diverse than I was, which really hurt my feelings.
Wow. Mine's very spicy. Yeah. Very hot fire temperament, those kinds of people. Yeah.
No.
So there you go. Just a prominent French scientist just came out and lied until he was busted and then kind of said, I was just joking. It was just a joke, guys.
When do the French ever joke?
That's a good question.
Really? They don't joke a lot, though. They're very,
good question.
They still think Jerry Lewis is funny.
Right. Didn't he sleep with his, 14-year-old cousin? Or that's Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
David did it again.
He married his cousin.
Another nickel in the jar. Got it.
They were married for, 50 years.
I know. Great Balls of Fire. I saw that. That was a good movie. Jeez.
Did you see Dane Cook just married, an 18-year-old?
25. But dated her when she was 18.
Little... So they were best friends when she was 18.
A little creepy.
Weren't you, 50? How are you best friends with an 18-year-old?
I'm telling you, my friends group, I'm going with
it,
too.
Sorry, Troy.
I stayed out of this conversation.
We're going through it in our friends group. My best friend just married a 25-year-old. He's 42. Okay. It's a hot topic. Yeah, what is that all about? Yeah. But they're cool.
Yeah, I'm staying out still. I'm going to be in timeout on this
none
one.
None of that. Okay.
Timeout on this one.
All makes right. you feel youthful.
If yeah. you've ever watched Dane Cook's comedy, I mean, he's got the maturity of a 17-year-old.
That's so a great point. See
how he could be best friends with
that's,
an 18-year-old.
That's a great point. You know, Dane Cook's
but does not hold up in court.
does not.
Sorry, I interrupted you. What did you say, sir?
Mentality does not hold up in court.
But I'm best friends with a 21-year-old. My son's my best friend.
Okay, that's but a little
you gave
different.
Him life.
Little
yeah,
different.
Yeah. Gave him life.
I'm trying to save myself.
Ah, you're fine. It's who you are at this point, really.
How do you want to go through the comments, Troy?
I'm gonna whisk.
Do you even want to go whisk the comments?
Through them? I'm gonna whisk through them right now.
Okay. As you whisk through the comments. Now we'll tell people that our friends at Construction Debris Removal are a family-owned local company. They've been in business for over 20 years. They take pride in doing the job the right way the first time. If you have any questions about their containers or any other questions about their services, please feel free to give them a call anytime, well, anytime that they're open for business, 904-471-9709. CDR, Construction Debris Removal. Also, big shout out to our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd. BHF been providing insurance and peace of mind for businesses, residents of Northeast Florida for over 40 years. BHF specializes in all types of insurance, specifically in the area of homeowners insurance. They have a small dedicated staff to work directly with their clients. Our local advisor is Christy Lawrence, and she brings a passion and knowledge of insurance while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call or stop into their new St. Augustine office, conveniently located in South Park, right across from the hospital, to get a complimentary assessment of your current policies. Make sure you're not spending too much money. See where they can save you some money. It's the most important thing right now. 904-794-5455.
Don't panic when you get dropped from your coverage. It's okay. Call Christy. She's going to help you out.
That's it. All right, Troy, what do we got, man?
All right, so I want to say thank you to the stars from Nancy, Robin, and Jerry.
Thank you, guys.
You know, appreciate that. A lot of people out there dropped the Jaguars.
not surprising.
I kind of expected that.
Yeah. Surprising. I don't watch them much anymore, I'll tell you that. It's not worth it.
All right. And I want to talk about, before we do anything, I want to talk about an event I have coming up. We have tickets for sale. It's for Home Again. And it's called Best Laid Plans. It's a murder mystery. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's out at the Catholic Church on August 20th.
Okay.
And the church out on the island.
Yeah.
Sebastian out there on the island. And it's $100. It's an open bar. You'll have food there. I think you actually catered the event the last time.
I did. Was that the last time you guys did it?
Yeah, because COVID hit and we haven't been able to do it again. So this is the second time we've been able to do it. And it's an absolute blast. And it's just a real fun night. You're helping out a good cause and, you know, I'll see you there.
Yeah, man. I that was a lot of fun. I got to watch it from kind of the outside perspective. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool.
Really quick, cool. What's the elevator speech? What does Home Again do?
Home Again, we do dining with dignity. That's a part of what we do. So we serve almost 70,000 meals a year. We serve every single night downtown, the homeless. And then we help homeless kind of get IDs. We help them kind of get placement. We get them into the right program that they need to be in. You know, we're one of the entry-level people. We help with the count. There's a lot of providers in the homeless world, and Home Again kind of fills in all the gaps.
Cool.
So, like, you know, one might do this, like Alpha Omega handles the young lady, mm-hmm. and Betty Griffin handles the women that have been battered and
domestic violence. Absolutely.
Homeless Coalition helps more families. So ours is kind of like when someone comes to us, we kind of help get them placed in the right location or we help them ourselves.
Like a continuum. I love that. That's awesome.
Yep. Cool.
So. Not just a hot plate and go. It's like, here we go. Yeah, that's great.
And Dining with Dignity is the one that kind of we do every single day. We're the ones that make sure, you know, the people are taken care of. And that's the time when we kind of keep our eyes on people, too, like if they need special needs and stuff like that.
Nice. And how do people get involved? Do they just show up day of, or is there a website they go to and register?
They can go to the Home Again St. John's webpage, or they can go to the Facebook page, and it'll link you to it.
Cool.
You can buy your tickets directly online.
Cool.
So. And Facebook Sounds page, good. Right in our comments right there. Just click on it.
Oh, good there deal. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Stornum Stat. What do we got?
All right, so Stornum Stat It's kind of a dark one a little bit, but it's actually good because it's the day that Son of Sam got caught. So Son of Sam was a serial killer in 1977 in New York City, and it was a big scare in New York City. You know, he, I guess his neighbor's dog was telling him to kill all these people. So it's Berkowitz, David Berkowitz is what his name was. But in 1970, that summer, if you were in New York City and if you were a brown hair, long hair, brown haired girl, you actually cut your hair because that's who he was targeting.
Or you
dyed your hair blonde. I mean, it was to that extreme that people were that nervous about what was going on. And luckily they did catch him on this day in 1977.
Wow. Any rhyme or reason why he had something against brunettes?
Like the neighbor's dog kind of told him what to do.
Whoa. So, he was like that kind of great, great. Okay.
Yeah. Never trust the neighbor's dog.
No. They know.
Is dogs. It too soon for that joke?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Just trying to figure out how to segue into St. Augie's Pizza. Speaking of something killer.
Yeah. That flavor. Mmm.
Better than the oven joke.
That was days ago. Yeah, wow.
You shouldn't have brought that back up. St. Augie's Pizza. Oh, yeah, the family works so hard. They're literally there 6 days a week cranking out great food, man. A true family business. You got to stop in there right in between Riberia and ML King. St. Augie's Pizza. Right. We love them.
And I'll tell you this. Davey has already given me tomorrow's question of the day.
Mm, okay.
We need time to think about it. The people need time to think about it. What tomorrow's question of the day is, what would your drag queen name be?
Okay, okay. Cool.
All right.
You good with that, Davey?
Absolutely. That's going to be fun.
All right.
Got it.
Boy. All right. Now I got to think about it. That's what I'm saying. You have to think of
this is not something that, like,
couldn't be on the spot. No.
So I need to give you time.
A hint could be your middle name and your first street that you were born on if you needed some help.
That's your porn name.
I thought that was the porn name. Yeah.
Oh, well, it could be drag name too.
Okay. Sharon Needles.
Yeah. Needle Street.
All right, man. That is it for us today. We appreciate you guys. It was a fun show. Thank you to Amanda for pressing all the buttons back there. We really appreciate you filling in here this morning. Thank you to you guys out there for watching. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hot Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance, as well as 44 Spanish Street Inn. Click to get those alerts. If you're watching on Facebook, download the 904 Now app. Check out all the candidate interviews at the904now.com. And we'll talk to you at 3 o'clock.
Bye-bye.